Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Robert Montgomery, R-O-B-E-R-T-M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y. Date of birth is 5-12-1960. Date of accident is August 10, 2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. He reports that he was initially injured in an automobile accident where he was T-boned on the driver's side, and he was a restrained driver. This caused him severe headaches, leading to dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, loss of equilibrium, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, fearful of the event, erectile dysfunction and vomiting, as well as pain in the neck and lower back, and also in the both knees and the right elbow, left elbow, both hips, and pain in the right thumb, and then shooting pain down all the way down to the legs posteriorly in as well as to dermatome fashion. That was in the beginning, the plus 10 on a scale of 2 to 10. At this time, patient report that his pains have subsidized a little bit, but still they are, they reach up to the level of 8 to 10. Usually they are 7. He has a lot of pain in the left shoulder and pain in both the knees. And especially he has a difficult time walking beyond half a block, and he is unable to go upstairs and downstairs. The pain in the both the hips is quite severe, and left shoulder pain is also 9, and he is unable to lift the shoulder beyond 100 degrees. Although there is some improvement with physical therapy. He also reports that he additionally slipped at home after Thanksgiving due to losing balance on 11-26-2022, for which he is being seen by another primary care physician. In this accident, he clipped his teeth. His walk is limited, and his ADLs are affected to the tune of 7. Pain level varies to 7. And still, he has a radiation of pain with numbness and tingling to the back of the leg. So far, the patient has availed of 3 epidural injections. He has not been forthcoming on a 15-day period that he was advised. He did have 2 sacroiliac joint injections, and 1 cervical injection was also provided. And other than that, the patient reports 50% improvement overall in the symptoms, and his work and working ability and sleep are affected, 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports light headaches, which are 4 to 5, without any dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, or any fainting, blackouts, weakness, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. It denies any lack of focus, lack of concentration, or loss of memory. And he suffers from anxiety. And in the pain and numbness, patient reports lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness. And left shoulder stiffness with pain in the left shoulder. And pain in the neck, mid back, upper back, lower back, along with pain in the both knees and both hips, and also into the both elbows, with moderate difficulty walking. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing is reported. In the GU, patient has incontinence of the urine frequency, but denies any painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that there are last 30 days, patient reports Mr. Robert Montgomery that his pain has improved 50% since the time of accident. However, there is no other changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or other trauma. Access that fell down and broke his heart, chipped his tooth after losing some balance. Current pain medications are oxycodone that is being provided by his family physician. Substance abuse, patient is on marijuana. And compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The patient complains of severe anxiety, unable to sleep, a lot of panic disorders, and he requests a topical pain relief. He's been provided the, so the physical examination is as follows. The blood pressure will be 130/87, pulse is 68, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 11/29/2022, dictation number 1201-014. Agnosis remains the same. The plan is, the patient report that due to his injection into the both knees, intra-articular and into the patellar tendon, as well as into the shoulder, has brought him significant relief. He feels a little bit more better. He's able to walk better. 70% pain is improved. And he was advised to have a MRI for his right knee, the left shoulder and hip. Okay, they'll be done. Not, they were ordered last month. Oh, sorry, they are being ordered today so that we can comprehend damage. Since these pains are continuing after 5 months of injury into the right knee, which is affecting his walk and going up and down, and the shoulder, which is not able to abduct, and the left hip, which is quite severe. In an X-ray, there was extreme arthritic changes were noticed. Once these MRIs are done, we'll further modify our role. The patient comes from Flint, and he is utilizing McLaren Hospital to help with the various specialty. He has been referred to neurology, neuropsych, and also psychiatrist to continue helping. The patient was provided following medication, Celebrex, 15 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Elavil, 50 milligram for sleep, GAD disorder, and rest and pain relief. Wellbutrin, 150 milligram twice a day for depression and anxiety. Xanax was given for a temporary relief of severe anxiety and panic. Neurontin was provided 600 milligram twice a day for nerve pain. Furoscid 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. The other than that, patient is advised to return back for his lumbar epidural steroid injections. Meanwhile, we comprehend all the other things. Thank you.